Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Israeli tanks and warplanes have attacked Gaza's southern city of Rafah. The UN says around 80,000 people who've taken shelter have fled since Monday. Most of them are heading to central Gaza, where food, water and medicine are running out. The White House is warning Israel against an assault on Rafah after President Joe Biden threatened to cut off weapons. A State Department spokesman says that Israel has other options for fighting Hamas besides attacking Rafah. But Israel's prime minister remains defiant. Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will stand alone if it has to. And his army spokesman says it has the weapons needed for its military offensive in Gaza, including Rafah. Israel's capture of the Rafah border crossing means that no international aid has been able to get through for 2 days. And Israeli settlers are making it even harder for life-saving supplies from entering through other crossings. They staged a sit-in on a road in southern Israel and scattered rocks to prevent aid trucks from entering Gaza. Dozens of protesters gathered in Tel Aviv to demand the government agree to a ceasefire deal for the release of Israeli captors being held in Gaza. They blocked a road, holding banners calling for an end to the war. But talks in the Egyptian capital, Cairo, have ended without a deal. Protests in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza are continuing in U.S. college campuses. Students at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore have defied orders to end their demonstration. Hundreds of protesters have set up camp by pitching tents on the campus. Academics at New York University have started an encampment. This is the first protest in solidarity with Palestinians, headed by professors and lecturers. Staff from the New School campus are demanding the institution divest from companies they claim are aiding Israel. Chad's Electoral Commission has declared military ruler Mohamed Idriss Deby the winner of Monday's vote. It says Deby received 61% of the votes. His main rival, Success Master, is contesting the provisional results and has called for protests on Friday. Monday's long-delayed vote was aimed at ending 3 years of military rule. Deby had seized power after his father, who spent 3 decades as Chad's president, was killed while fighting rebels in 2021. Peace talks between South Sudan's government and a coalition rebel group are being held in Kenya with an aim to end the conflict. Despite a 2020 ceasefire deal, violence has continued, especially in the south. The country is set to hold general elections in December, but security remains a top concern for voters.
On the Inside Story podcast, we ask, is Joe Biden serious about stopping Israel's assault on Gaza? The US president has threatened to halt arms supplies to Israel if it invades Rafah. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.